We welcome in from WBZ in Boston, our friend Michael Hurley, who's playing hurt today. How are you feeling, Michael?
I'm playing hurt every day, if we're being honest. So no change in status there.
Well, we appreciate you being a gamer and joining us this afternoon.
Of course, you know behind the scenes is I didn't know I'd make it, but you know I'm happy that I was able to.
Well, we're glad to have you here with us and hope you're back at 100%. But let's be honest, Michael Hurley at 75% is still better than most.
I appreciate that. You know, the Michael Hurley support group is a low number, but it's strong. So I appreciate whenever it comes through like that.
We few, we mighty, we band of brothers. Well, let's talk about the Patriots yesterday. And I don't know, do they send a bouquet to a Gunner? Because that was a nice little gift.
It was. It was enormous. You know, Gunner said he wanted to have a good game against the X. He wanted to show out. That was not what you're looking for. And it was not entirely Gunner's fault, as the Steelers had 10 people on the field during that play, thus allowing Brennan Schooler to run just as freely as anyone has ever run on a football field, to stand in his face and, you know, disrupt it a little bit. I think that factored in. So I'm going to let Gunner off the hook a little bit there. You still have to field the ball. So certainly the play of the game, I think you contrast that one with Miles Bryant muffing the punt into his own end zone but recovering it, thus saving a Pittsburgh touchdown from happening. I think those are the two plays that really, in a game as where points were as scarce as they were, those kind of decided it.
Defensively, I thought a pretty solid performance all around by the Patriots.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we have to remember that, you know, just listen to the 70,000 people booing Mitch Trubisky, begging him to go do anything with his life other than play quarterback for their favorite team. So that is a factor. Mitch is not in the upper half of the league in terms of quarterback skills, but there was some talent there, and it's the NFL, and they've done a good job. And if you take it on you know, comprehensively over 2 weeks, we weren't super impressed last week against Miami, and then Miami went out and scored 800 points against Baltimore. So maybe that one was better than we gave it credit for. So certainly not going to take away from what they did. And it was enough to win, which in the NFL is kind of all that matters, I guess.
Offensively, he was no Mitchell Trubisky. Mac Jones looked pretty good and efficient out there for a guy that we weren't even sure would be playing last week at the start of the weekend.
Certainly. And I think, you know, the stats may be the stats, and there's going to be some misfires here and there. The near pick that he threw to the defensive back all by his lonesome there was certainly the worst. But for me, watching him, I think he just looks so much more comfortable. He looked to have so much more confidence in the offensive line and in the game plan than he had last week. Last week, if you look at his interception with Devontae Parker in week one, he didn't even step into that ball despite a clean pocket. He was kind of leaning back, and I felt like he just wasn't confident. Whereas yesterday in Pittsburgh, yeah, he had the pick, but I think he just didn't see Minkah Fitzpatrick. Overall, he was standing tall. He was scanning the field. He was delivering strikes. And seemed to have a lot more confidence. And, well, you know, when things weren't there, he wasn't afraid to take off. Similar to the way Tom Brady used to, where he's never going to run for 40 yards or anything like that, but he can pick up 5 yards on a third and two. He's shown he's capable of doing it, and he did that yesterday as well.
We saw a little bit more of Kendrick Bourne yesterday. Is that a trend that's likely to continue?
I guess so. You know, we saw fewer two tight end sets. We saw fewer usage of the tight end or, you know, in the passing game at all. So I think that is a positive thing. What that means going forward, I'm not sure. I think they will be still week to week. And if you look at Mac Jones' passing chart yesterday, he just attacked the middle of the field. And so I don't think it was coincidental that they liked, you know, their receivers running crossing routes from the outside. There must have been something in that Pittsburgh D in their evisceration of the Bengals offense a week earlier that they saw as a weakness, and they attacked. So I haven't broken down the Tua film yet. I don't know how that'll translate this week. So I still think it's week to week. You know, 1 week, Jonnu might have 7 targets, and the next week he might have 0. And same goes for Hunter Henry. So it seems tied into that. And having that sort of in-between guy in Will Jordan Humphrey, who's a receiver but plays the role of a tight end in the blocking factor, I think that helps on weeks like yesterday, where it's more wide receiver heavy, but you're not completely ditching the two tight end looks.
And boy, the run game was pretty solid throughout yesterday as well.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch. I didn't see much of the zone blocking that we heard about all summer, but Instead, what you saw in one play, instead of a fullback, because we know they didn't use that anymore, they have Mike Onwenu pulling from the right guard spot and just filling the hole and leaving Damian Harris to follow behind him. I mean, imagine you're trying to fill a hole and Mike Onwenu's coming at full speed. It's not a fun time. And then later in that drive, which was 6 minutes and 41 seconds, I want to say, you hear about the four-minute offense. You don't often hear about the six-and-a-half-minute offense. David Andrews had another pull, another lead block, and Damian Harris with some good runs. There was the one where Ramondre Stevenson had a little hole for a gain of two and then just dragged people and made it a gain of eight. So certainly a lot to like there. That was, to me, a big question is there's a lot of talent on the line. There's a lot of talent in the backfield. Can they run the ball when they need to? And for at least 1 week, they answered that with a resounding yes.
Yeah, Cole Strange. Well, where did that come from? He looked great.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Cameron Hayward, one of the best players in the interior in the league. I won't say that Cole Strange handed his lunch to him, but Cole Strange handled him, which is no easy task. And they ran to the left side to steal the game. There was one play. He just walled off Cameron Hayward. Trent Brown kicked his guy outside, and there was a massive hole there to run through. So, yeah, Strange, you know, was part of the problem in week one when Mac Jones was getting, you know, untouched rushers in his face. He cleaned it up a lot this week. So credit to him having a really strong week for a guy really just thrown into the fire as a rookie. Let's not forget, he was playing against guys last year in whatever conference Chattanooga plays in. They weren't as big and strong and fast as these guys, so credit to him.
Absolutely. We're talking with Michael Hurley here on Downtown. The Ravens this week, first home game of the season. What are some keys for the Pats to take care of business and move to 2-1?
Get behind by 20-something points and then just chuck bombs to your fastest player, and then you win.
Seemed to work, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I am going to have to break that one down. I have not watched that one yet. I'm going to blame it on the aforementioned pain that I've been in. I haven't enjoyed my Monday rewatches of games that I missed watching the Patriots. So I'm not sure what their weaknesses are. Obviously, Lamar Jackson is on a special sort of run, so containing him is going to be a lot different than handling Mitchell Trubisky, handling even Tua. I know Tua went off yesterday too, but it's a whole different animal. Your defense has entirely different principles and goals and strategies. So I don't like them in this game. I think Baltimore has a little bit too much explosion for them to keep up with, given the way their offense, the Patriots' offense, has looked so far. But we'll see. I am 1-1. I mean, I'm 2-0 picking the Patriots, still 1-1. So bad early sign, but I'll tell you that probably won't mean anything in the end.
So I was bouncing back and forth for a while there watching the Buccaneers game as well. And I don't know, you know him far more than I do, but Tom Brady does not seem all that happy right now.
Doesn't seem like he's in his happy place. No, he's screaming and yelling, which is one thing when you're the most obsessed man on the planet, but when you're missing a week and a half of training camp, when you're missing Monday practices, it's hard to have that believability when you're screaming at your teammates. So I can see that one kind of not playing out as happy, happy joyland down there. And I don't know what's going to happen. It just seems off. It just seems weird. He seems very unhappy with his place.
And now the news that apparently he's going to take every Wednesday off?
Right, which he's always been the guy that's never giving up a single snap on the practice field for fear of losing his job the same way he gained his, which tells you how bad Blaine Gabbert must be for Brady to feel that comfort for the first time in his life. But on the one hand, there's the physical part, but then even him on his podcast saying, you know, I'm feeling things more, I'm sore more, that goes against his own business, so I don't know. He's in a weird place right now, and I can't recall him seeing him so just out of his element in so many ways that it's a bit strange. And I'm wondering, you know, how can you not wonder why he came back if this is what he came back for?
Now, there are only two Boston area teams playing right now, and is it possible even at that the level of interest in the Red Sox would still put them fourth on the depth chart right now?
You're telling me the Red Sox are still playing?
Yeah, see, there you go. There you go.
Are you serious? No, it's too bad. They were close to giving us some sort of relevance this month, but yeah, they've really fallen off the back page. I'd say the Celtics are behind them now because it's like really the dead zone of the calendar, but certainly third place, soon to be fourth.
Strange days indeed, but we'll take the Patriots getting a win. That's certainly good news indeed, and always great to talk with you, Michael. Thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon, and hope the healing is beginning with this conversation.
I think you're right. I think you're onto something there. The wavelengths have a certain power, so we'll lean into that. Thank you.
We try to send that out. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Michael Hurley, WBZ Boston, with us here on Downtown.